It's kind of a crappy day out, but I'm digging it. The rain.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like rainy days.
You know what? I always hate, because I came from Pittsburgh, and it was like this just partly cloudy bullshit, like this three quarters of the year.
Yeah.
That it was like, I got to Southern California. I'm like, I'm never going to enjoy rain again. And then now that I've been here for like 20 years, it's like.
Hardest rain you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that, and I'm like, I kind of dig a nice cold, rainy afternoon.
When, yeah.
Yeah. So.
I'm the same way.
As long as I'm not like at work and I have to drive home in that crap.
Right.
That's the worst.
Well, even that, strangely, I don't mind it. It's cozy. Somehow, even
not
in the car.
Not when you're going to, because yeah. Some jackass well, wrecked his
there's that.
Fiat.
But I think that's something when you grow older. It's like my mom was the same way. She used to, when she had a house full of seven kids, and it was raining outside, uh-huh. And she couldn't get them outside, it was like, what a crappy, overcast, bullshit day. And then later on, you know, as she got older and the kids were moved away, it was cozy to be inside.
Well, you know what's cozy is on like a nice summer, like an August afternoon, like an early August evening, like 3-4 o'clock, and a thunderstorm rolls in,
mm-hmm.
And you just go sit out in the porch,
yeah,
and just watch the thunderstorm roll through for like an hour or
smoke
two.
Some cigarettes and have a beer.
It's exactly, my old yeah. Man, dude, go grab a coffee or beer and just sit out on the porch and smoke cigarettes.
You know what's also cozy?
What?
When the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast.
This one here.
We're your artificial friends.
Oh, oh.
That was nice.
Thank you.
Welcome, Josh Fliger.
Thank you for having me.
You know where, I don't know where Larry Morgan is. He's
on assignment.
Yeah, we'll say that. Okay. Yeah, we'll say that. He's up north.
He's in that town.
No,
he's in that town with two names.
Yes, which must not be spoken. And I know where Sam Farmer
Where's
is.
Sam?
He is on assignment.
Surprise!
This is the combine. The combine's going
on. Oh, that's right.
Right now.
I forgot about that.
Right now, the combine's going
yep.
on. So he's up there in Indianapolis.
Underwear Olympics.
Indianapolis International Airport, where the big jet engines roar.
Is there a song about the Indianapolis Airport? Did you just make that up? Did you make that up?
No, there's another song. I don't know what.
Or is that a part of a song?
Yeah, it's about some airport. Is it? What airport is that? Someone will know. Someone will know yes. and find that.
How's your week? How's your hip? How's life?
Josh, I don't need to talk about a shed today because that shed, that's finished business.
How's the, if we're going to do a little shed talk, have you checked to see it's waterproof?
It is waterproof.
All right.
You know what fixed, you know what did it?
What?
Is the sweep at the bottom of the door. The one they sent with the door,
yeah.
that was bullshit.
Yeah.
So I had to go and get a nice sweep and you know, custom
it's
fit it.
Fully.
It's fantastic.
Good.
It's
good.
Fantastic.
Good. Yeah. It's so we can put it to bed. We're
well,
done.
There are a couple of
we're
things.
Done with the shed.
There are a couple of things that still need to be done. Like what? I need to pour a concrete step. I've never poured concrete in my life.
Just
before.
go buy a couple
a cinder block.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
I'm not going to spend all that time building a nice looking shed to put it up on blocks.
That's true. I'll come over and help you with the pouring of the shed step.
the Appalachian in you just came out. You owe me an apology.
For what?
I'll
be the judge of that.
For the squonk?
What about it?
Did you look it up?
No.
Did you see it? You never saw a picture of it?
I saw the picture Aaron posted.
It's a squonk.
I was afraid to say anything bad about it because I didn't want to have it turn into slime or something like that. I didn't want to ruin its ego and it runs into the woods and cries itself to death. Squonk.
Squonk. Squonk.
Hey, I brought something for us today.
What?
I don't know if we want to do it now or maybe later.
Is it heroin?
No, but it's just it could be just as bad.
What is it?
Well, all right, so...
By the way, your Long John Silver's t-shirt is on point.
birthday present I requested.
That is mint.
Have you ever had Long John Silver's?
Absolutely.
You know, there's one out by my house.
Right.
There used to only, I think there's like only like one or two in L.A., right?
Right. Well, in where I'm from, there was Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
Then that turned into Captain D's.
I never heard of that.
Captain D's.
Did you ring the bell on the way out?
No.
Don't you remember that?
Oh, yeah, they had a bell in there.
Yeah, you have to ring it for good service or something. And it just be like, bong. And then you could go ask them, did you ask for crunchies?
Oh, for the little crispy, the droppings from the
garbage
from the
in the bottom of the. They scrape the bottom of the fryer and they give it to you for free. Yeah. Thanks.
Here's your carcinogens.
Yeah, exactly. Not fat enough? Here, try these.
but I used to love Hush Puppies and coleslaw and the malt vinegar on the fish and everything.
It's so terrible for you, but it's so good.
Long John Silver's turned to Mr. D's, and that was there for years and years. And my parents used to drive over across town to get Mr. D's fairly regularly.
That might have been a Midwest thing because I don't remember Mr. D's.
But Captain D's, I'm sorry. Okay. Captain D's. Mr. D's.
Oh, I remember Captain D's, not Mr. D's. Oh, you say Captain. Okay.
I didn't know he had ranks.
Makes sense now. Mr. D's is a civilian.
But they also, when I was a very young child, I think by the time I was 3 or 4, it had gone away. There was a franchise of Arthur Treacher's.
I've heard of those.
Now, Arthur Treacher was if I've got this correct, he was a British actor or a TV announcer, whatever. And he then started this, you know, this.
Is he the British version of the Kenny Rogers Roasters?
Yeah. It's weird how famous British people went into the fish business. Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
He made, you know, what the money you'd expect from being the front man from Jethro Tull, the singer, songwriter, and flautist.
Right.
But
with the worst. He has the worst rock and roll pose of all time. You know, that one leg thing with the up in the air is just like, dude, come on. What are you doing? Is that like a flute prance? I don't know what's going on there, but that's like his signature move.
It is.
It's like Jimmy Page has got this cool, like, arch back, Angus spins around the floor, and then there's like that move. You're like, no, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, he made his money. Mm-hmm. He took his rock and roll money and invested it into fish hatcheries. And so he became like the fish king of the UK.
Kind of like John Elway took his money and invested it into used car dealerships or something like that.
Exactly. And John Elway has been known to
and he has pose a with flute a flute prance. Have you ever had there's still one
H Salt.
That's what I was going to say. Have you ever had it?
Yeah,
I've never had it.
I have. I've gone in there and
is it greasy?
Yeah.
That place looks like it's got a quarter inch of grease on the floor from the outside. I've never even seen it.
It really does. It's just a basic sign and so forth. Yeah. And there was one person in there, and it looked like ordering from them was an ordeal.
They were smoking a cigarette and wearing jeans.
The fish they gave me was smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, I've been meaning to.
I'm kidding. It was fun. But I'm reminded of just quickly that story that Sam was telling about the guy that worked with Chucky, the coach, Oakland,
John Gruden.
John Gruden. The guy that was his driver.
Oh,
whatever,
right.
When David Bowie, he drove for David Bowie one time in the 70s, and he wanted, you know, some fish. He took him to Long John Silver's. And he's like, are you sure this is fish? He's like, just eat it.
Do you remember? Remember they would give out pirates hats?
Mm-hmm.
like Burger King would do the crowns. Like Long John's had these weird pirate hats. I would always get, I don't think they have it anymore. Maybe they do, but my go-to was always the fish and more. Remember? Because it was like one chicken.
Let me see if I can guess. Oh, there was chicken in it?
Yeah, it was like one chicken piece, like two fish pieces, and then like
two hush puppies.
Yeah, and then maybe like slaw. Shrimp. There was like a couple things, but that was always the go-to.
And how much was that?
I don't know, $2.99 back in 1983.
God, that's I want some of that right now.
I know.
Right now.
Okay, speaking of well, if you're hungry,
he's reaching into his pocket. Is that a pocket donut?
I went to It's Fat Tuesday this week, so.
It is. It's Fat Tuesday and Ash Wednesday. And yeah, Lent starts on Wednesday.
So we were in, have you ever been to Cost Plus World Market?
Of course.
I love that place.
Yeah.
They got all, like, I almost bought us a glass jar of German hot dogs in, like, brine. I was just like, ugh. So Cindy found this.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how adventurous you are.
It's a packet.
I don't know how adventurous you are, and you certainly don't. I'm not going to peer pressure you into trying these. I will probably try one.
Okay.
But here you go.
What does it say? It's, oh, God.
Let's
Oh,
will you try one with
God.
Me?
Oh, God.
Or should we look at them first?
I need to. They're heavier than I hope. Definitely don't drop one of these on my floor.
That's why I had to get them. I'm like, what better place to try these than in this studio?
Hold on, this is
and they're flavored.
I'm trying to find out where it says
they're no sugar, no grain. Also,
before I say what this is, oh god, they're sustainably delicious,
keto friendly.
I want to see if it's where it's a product of. Product of,
oh, Texas, I think.
Huh, manufactured for Aspire Food Group in Austin, Texas. It says manufactured for.
What, you want to eat?
I was just curious. Well, it's gluten-free and paleo. All right, here's what it is. Here's what it is. They expire on 9/11.
I didn't even read that part. Let's announce what the flavoring is first.
Okay, I'll read the ingredients. Aceta domesticus. That's the first ingredient. Yeah. It is Exo whole roasted crickets. Crispy taco flavor. 6 grams really? Protein in here. Crispy and savory. No, I'm not going to eat this.
You're not going to eat one?
No, I can't.
What? I'll tell you. Like, all right, I'm going to do it. You want me to try it now?
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, I don't. I'm talking all badass. Like, you're not going to eat it. And I.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I'll eat one of these.
Let me see.
They just look like dehydrated maggots.
Oh my God!
You'd eat one. Eat one. Now I'm peer pressuring you.
You eat one first.
I'll eat three.
Okay. All right.
I'm not gonna look at them.
Slam them down.
They taste like. Not bad.
What do they taste like?
They taste like. They don't taste like bugs. They taste like salad toppers, like little crunchy salad toppers. They're not bad. They're not good.
Do you want more?
No. No, but I mean, they're not offensive. Let's put it that way. It's just that.
Oh no.
I could eat more if you wanted me to. You know what? I'm gonna take one. I'll see if your wife would eat one of those. They're bugs. They're protein.
Oh. Lara's in the shower. She has to head out. God.
What's it look like? Describe what it looks like.
It
almost looks like a little piece.
A
little of
rat turd. Yeah.
It's like a hamster turd or something.
Oh God.
Try it. Just pop it in. Don't look at it.
Right? It's mealy.
But I mean, it's not like there's no like gnarliness to it. It's like a crunchy. But how's that go with coffee? Taco flavored cricket with a coffee. Oh, we did it. You ate a bug.
Oh, I feel like I want to tell the story of
you ate a bug,
Grant. Grant.
No. Oh, speaking of which,
so
this is a true story. This was like a week or two ago. You know how gaggy I am, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm really like when I brush my teeth. Do you brush your tongue?
Yeah.
Do you gag?
A little bit.
Sometimes I get really gaggy, and I'm in the bathroom. It's like on a Wednesday morning, and my wife's still in bed, and I'm like brushing my teeth, and I brush my tongue. I'm like, hit, hit, hit. I'm just brushing it to get all that grossness from the night off. And then I started gagging, and then I started thinking about me telling that story.
Uh-huh.
And me thinking about telling the story made me start to gag in the bathroom. So I'm going, and I start thinking about it, and I go, and then my wife comes walking by. She's like, what the hell is going on? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I made myself gag by thinking about a story that made myself gag.
Josh, I'm starting to think you'll never be able to suck my cock.
Woo! Give the guy one cricket.
suck one dick, you're gay for life. How's that fair?
It depends if you make eye contact. Yeah.
With the cricket? Oh, God. That was not pleasant.
But you did it, though, and I'm proud of you for doing it.
Thank you.
Because I'm all for trying new foods, like especially the weird. Do you like organ foods, like organ meats?
No.
Really?
No.
You don't like have you
liver?
Oh, love liver.
No, absolutely
not. Kidney.
It's too metallic. No, God, no.
But do you like pate?
I've stopped eating foie gras because I object to what.
Well,
I'm
just okay. I'm not talking about the ethical.
Force feed a fucking.
Well, there's chicken. There's chicken pate, and there's other pates. There's pork pate.
Well, I bet they probably force feed those to make their. The idea is that they make their liver. Morbidly, disgusting.
My liver is going to go on sale for like $1,000 an ounce because it's going to be this
full
giant.
Fat.
Yeah, exactly. But I could eat pate just like with a spoon, like it's pudding. I love pate. But I love organ meat. Like I like kidney. I've had brain. I've had cow brain.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like cow brain. That you want to talk about something that you think. Just going in, you're like, you know, like if you haven't had something, you got an idea in your head what that's going to taste like.
Uh-huh.
Brain tastes exactly like you think it's going to taste like. That consistency that is like a really soft tofu with a like irony.
Yeah,
yeah. It's
that's the iron, that metallic taste is what I can't do with liver.
I like that.
It's just it's really gross. I went to, do you remember, for about 8 or 9 years, I think, 7, 8, 9 years, there was a restaurant at the corner of Sunset and La Brea, in that strip mall right there.
Okay.
There's a Starbucks and there's a Burger King.
Yeah, I was going to say the one with the Burger King.
Exactly. Right on the corner there, that restaurant was called Uzbekistan.
Okay.
Uzbekistan, a Russian restaurant. And, I lived around the corner from it for 12 years. So tried everything in that neighborhood, right? Everything within walking distance. So one day, my friends and I'm like, hey, maybe we should check out that restaurant. See what that's about. And they're like, all right. They were always up for something different. So we go in there, and it is, the menu is just completely organ meats.
See, that
organ
sounds,
meats and potatoes.
That sounds awesome.
It was. That's all it was, and it was it's not like you had organ meats and then wonderful sauces to go with it. It was just like
here's a plate of lips.
Eat potato and his liver. It was like just slices of liver and slice. It was just gross. And there was one thing I remember on the menu called plov.
PLAV.
It was either PLOV or PLAV. I forget which was. Probably PLAV. Anyway, I ordered the plov. I'll have plov.
Me like plov now.
And they brought it to me. And plov, I couldn't read what it said on the. It was just another name for organ meat and potato. And so they brought that.
Was it like sauteed all together? Here's what I don't like. I don't
like
it when
boiled or something.
I don't like it when they mix a whole bunch of organ meats together because I like to know what I'm eating.
Yeah.
And it's like when I pick it up and I'm like, well, this could be a spleen or this could be a liver or this could be a kidney. I don't know.
Christmas Vacation. Oh, here's the heart.
I've had heart. Heart's delicious.
Well, when we've talked about this around the Thanksgiving episode, I think, maybe not last time, but the year before, how my mom would make dressing.
Yes.
And she would start with the
giblets.
She would that's the turkey neck.
that's heart.
That's, you know, all the shit that's jammed up inside the asshole of the turkey after they yep. they butcher it.
Which I've baked into the turkey 3 times in my life. It took me like a half a decade to figure out that I should take this shit out. Every year, my wife's like, "You did it again." I'm like, "I know."
Was it in a plastic bag?
Yeah.
Usually
like a wax bag. Okay. Like a wax paper bag.
That's better. Anyway. Yeah. But, so I guess so. It saves you if you do happen to bake it for hours and hours. Doesn't leech.
You're right.
Spinol A.
Exactly.
Into your turkey. So you take out that bag, and it's the neck that's curled around in a J, and the heart.
The gizzard. And the liver.
Liver.
And the kidneys, too, sometimes. I think.
And so my mom would take all of that and throw it in a sauce pot and boil it for, you know, half hour. And then after it was all, cooked through.
Yeah,
and
made like a broth.
Yeah, it made a broth. And she'd take those pieces out and chop them very finely.
And they're by that time, I think actually you cook them for like...
Is it an hour?
Because you're basically kind of braising them.
Yeah.
And it takes that tough, because the heart's a tough piece of meat.
It is.
And it just tenderizes them that you just cut, like dice them up and turn into like butter.
Make it razor thin, yeah. And so she would chop that up then, and that would go into the brine for the sauce for the broth for the dressing.
It's physically impossible for me to pull those parts out of a chicken or a turkey without grabbing the heart. Showing it to my wife and going,
love dub,
and squeezing it every time. I can't not do it. It's like I see it and I'm like, I have to do this.
Let me ask you this.
This is my job.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. It ties back into the Long John Silver's things and the things that you'd eat. Did you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken when you were a child?
Yes.
All the time,
yes.
Right?
And you all the time.
But periodically.
Yeah.
You get a bucket of chicken, right? Did your parents ever get a quart or a pint of gizzards?
No.
I
think that's a Southern Midwest thing. I don't even know. I've never even seen them. I'd try them.
They you could get gizzards deep fried. Like cooked.
They're pretty tough though, aren't they?
They are. So I don't know if they maybe...
They might have
cooked them a little bit, but they were chewy, man. They were really
chewy. Did you like them? Did they taste the same as chicken meat? Like dark meat?
It was... tougher. It was like halfway between dark meat and gristle.
Dark meat and tire.
Yeah.
Dark meat and bicycle tire.
It was it was pretty tough, chewy stuff. But you know how Kentucky Fried Chicken, the chicken is fried, you know? Uh-huh. So they would fry the gizzards just like that. They, you know, batter it and fry it in the same stuff.
Stuff's so good.
With, you know, like extra crispy. So you'd take that and you'd eat that, and the whole extra crispy skin part on it would... kind of help the gizzard down.
And you dip that a little gravy.
Oh, God.
I'd eat toenails and put them in with that stuff on it. It's so good.
I'm sure they make that. But I would have a couple of them as a kid. You know what the gizzard does?
It's their teeth, basically. It grinds up the food.
Yeah. It's down in their throat, right?
Yeah.
And it, like down in the chest cavity. Yeah. And that's why... chickens will actually swallow rocks.
Right, right.
They'll swallow little rocks, and those rocks end up in the gizzard, and they stay in there, and they grind up their food, the meal that they eat, and so that they can process.
I wonder what the first chicken was like. You know what?
I need a rock.
I need some rocks because this shit just not cut me. So I'm going to start eating these pebbles.
Which came
first? Where was that?
The chicken or the pebble? The rock.
Yeah, exactly. I got news.
What do you? What you have got? What
we got?
Deep fried roaches.
Two new members of the Fligger family.
What?
Yeah, we adopted some dogs yesterday.
No.
Yep.
Did you really?
Yep.
Let me see these babies.
Yep.
Oh.
We adopted
my
two
goodness.
bonded pair of dogs that had been they're 4 years old and have been together since they were puppies.
Look at those sweet baby
guys. One of them, their names are Charlie is the boy, and he's fat, he's chunky. I tried to name him Chunk, but my wife put a veto on that. But then I went for the play of that's Becca. And yeah, we got a girl too, a boy and a girl.
And that's the fatty, that's Charlie.
That's Chunky. Well, see, I tried to get him called Chunk, right?
Yeah.
So my wife was like, no, so she put the veto on it. So I went for the play like, well, maybe if I name him something worse, then she'll go, okay, that's better than, I'll take chunk. So I said, let's name him tits. And she just looked at me, and I'm like, so yeah, well, now how do you feel about chunk? And she's just like, no, to both, and stop talking. Aww. So Charlie and Becca, and they are awesome, quiet. They do nothing but love and play, and they follow me around like I'm God.
You rescued these two little guys?
Yep. And you'll never guess where I got them from. And I spent like an hour on the phone with her.
Long John Silver's.
Linda Blair.
What? No way.
Yep. Excuse me. That's she has crazy. A rescue thing. You know what? I should probably plug her. Give me that phone.
I can't believe, by the way, before you continue, how big Owen is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be six in like a couple months.
It's crazy. Anyway, yeah. Linda Blair.
So we had been looking for dog. We had been thinking about getting a dog for like a month. And me and Cindy were just kind of looking, but not like actively searching, but just like, you know, when you're a little bored, let's get on Pet Finder and look. And then we started to think about it, like, I don't want to get a dog because we're not home for a good part of the day. We're not at home like for maybe 9-10 hours a day on the weekdays. So it's like we want to get something that's cool with just being lazy and hanging out and chill. And then we started to think, I'm like, why don't we see if there's a pair? That way they can keep each other entertained and look out for each other. And, you know, we don't have to feel so bad about leaving them alone all day. And so we decided that. And then just out of the blue, like, early last week, I found these two dogs on Pet Finder, and I forwarded them to my wife, and she was like, holy crap, I was literally just about to send these two dogs to you. So we both decided that we had liked them, and what Linda Blair did is they were in a kill shelter, and she finds dogs she thinks are people will rescue,
right?
That are about to be put under or whatever, and she takes them and adopts them, then fosters them out to another family.
Turns their head around a few times.
I mean, then they shit a split please split leap. Should I try it again? Shit split pea soup. And so we found this guy, and we went and checked them out. We loved them, and she got on the phone and she talked to us for like 45 minutes about where to buy dog stuff.
Well, how about that?
Yes, Linda Blair.
That's hysterical. She's nice.
She's sweet.
She's nice as pie.
She was awesome.
She came in to Y107? She did at the Sound, didn't she?
No, I never met
her. Didn't she do a... I thought she did a My Turn. For
no,
1 year
with,
for...
Well, maybe before me.
I think she
that
did.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, My Turn.
I wish I would have thought of that.
For Halloween 1 year.
Yeah, I could never get good Halloween ones.
Maybe it was Y107 where I met her, but she's the nicest person in the world.
Yeah, she's great. She's fantastic. I'm trying to give her a plug to find out the...
You know what? While you're looking that up on your phone, can
ahead.
I just tell you?
What's that?
You...
have great hair.
You went to rescue those dogs.
Yeah.
But you know what? It turns out they rescued you.
They did. They filled my little black heart with joy.
Did you find
Linda Blair World Heart Foundation. So if you guys are, people are listening, you're looking for a dog, check this out. It's just like a Pet Finder, but they are dogs, and they look after them. They know like what the dogs need. We just took the dogs, we filled out the paperwork, took the dogs. They're ready to go. Like, they were all up to date with their shots, spay, neutered, chip, flea stuff.
Right.
I mean, and these dogs transitioned into our home.
Now, did you pay a fee for this?
Yes.
To take care of the of the medical stuff and everything?
Yeah, we paid a fee. But, I mean, you're going to pay a fee
anywhere. Yeah. You
know? And, so I don't have a problem with that. But these dogs just like... so getting into the car, it's just... here's the thing is, we decided we wanted them. But the only way I could get them was either get them Friday afternoon or Sunday, like, early evening. And I'm thinking, I don't want to get them Sunday early evening and then get them acclimated to the house and then start a work week where we're leaving all the time. So I took Friday off and went and got them. So I spent all day with them Friday, and now we have all day Saturday and all day Sunday just so they can be used to the setting
house
and everything.
And then,
so I get these dogs in the car and immediately... I'm like, I might be over my head on this. They both just jump right in my lap. And I'm like, okay. And they got their leashes on. I'm like, okay, all right. So I'm trying to put my seatbelt on. And I put my seat, because I got two dogs. They're just like, you know, one of them's chunky and the other one's trying to lick my ear. And I'm you know, and I'm trying to put the seatbelt on. They put the seatbelt on like over their leashes that were still on. And then I started driving. It was good. We get home. And I open up the open up my door, which was the first mistake because I should have took my seatbelt off first.
Mm.
So I open up the door. Chunk, he just tries to dive off. So I have to like catch him, and then Becca tries to jump out too. So I'm holding these two dogs trying to leap out of my car while I'm still seatbelted in, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. So finally I like kind of reach over and unlock the seatbelt. Chunk falls out of the car onto the ground. He's just laying there. And then Becca hurls herself out, but the end of the leash is caught on the handbrake. So she's like almost hanging herself. And I'm like, and I'm freaking out trying to, I'm like, I literally brought the dogs home and one hung himself.
Yeah. In my first rookie home. Mistake.
Yeah, exactly. So That was the craziest part of the day, but they just dove right in. We're like, okay, this is our house now.
Now, they're going to be fine for 8-9 hours?
Yeah, they got each other.
They can hold their piddle?
Oh, no, I'm going to put in a doggy door.
Oh.
Yeah.
So where will they be able to go out to? You have a patio?
Yeah.
Nice.
A big fenced-in patio.
Nice.
Yeah, it's all, yeah, I already thought about
it. Have you put in a doggy door before?
Well, after this, I'm not putting it in. It's a sliding glass door, and what they do is they sell these things that you lock into the where the sliding glass door would close, and it has a doggy door on the bottom of it, and then the rest is a window. Okay, and now the sliding glass door closes into that. And
I see.
You know what I mean? It's just like a separate attachment.
And then you put a rod in the channel so that can't the whole thing can't be opened.
No, it closes. It has a latch on it. It's just like a regular.
But don't you put a broomstick or something in
the dumbasses that built the place put the door in backwards.
See,
so if I did it, it would be on the outside. There's this when you go open my screen door, the screen door is on the inside of the house.
Well, maybe if a Kentuckian tries to rob you. Well, can't take this place has a rod.
Well, the best part is we bought the place, and for like 6 months, I didn't even notice. And then we were going on vacation. I'm like, well, I'm going to go buy a board to stick on the sliding glass door. And Cindy's like, that's a great idea. So I go out and I start measuring and everything. I'm like, wait a second, I'm outside. I'm like, how they're just gonna look down and pick it up and throw it over the fence and walk right in.
That's rich.
Yeah, and then I'm like, what the hell, they put the door on backwards.
Oh, that's great. I thought
about trying to maybe fix that, but god, would that be a gigantic pain in the ass.
Yeah, that wouldn't be. Yeah.
It would not be fun.
You don't want to do that. So you just put in that like foot and a half wide section. Where do you buy that at?
Petco.
Like Home Depot? Oh, Petco.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Where the pets go.
I'd never heard of that.
That's where we're going right after this.
Because you know what I did? When we redid our kitchen, in the kitchen, you know, there was a mud room earlier, you know, before we did it. And there was no room in the kitchen, but the mud room left a place for, like, I could put the cat box in a cabinet and, you know, have it in the corner like that.
Right.
Well, after we redid the kitchen, we had, you know, nice new cabinets. And my plan originally was, well, I could put a doggy door in one of those cabinets and a little cat door.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't want to fucking do that to my brand new cabinets. Well, you know, that ruins it. Well, no, what I did, in the hall, we had a linen closet that we didn't need. Right there in the middle of the hall.
Yeah.
So in the door of the bottom door of this linen closet, I took the bottom third of the linen closet and turned it into where the cat box goes, and I put a little cat door in there. He's happy as a clam.
Is it like dark in there? That sounds like the most depressing place to go to the bathroom.
Cats can see in the dark, for one.
Can they?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
They have great night vision. They're nocturnal animals.
Really?
Yeah. That's why cats are sleeping all fucking day, and they're
It's because they sleep 22 hours a day.
Well, there's that, but cats have
that doesn't make them nocturnal. Cats have
terrific
lazy.
They have terrific nighttime vision.
Huh, yeah,
so they can see, and it's not completely dark. I mean, there's a crack where.
Speaking of nighttime vision, these two dogs are both black, and last night I discovered how hard it is to see a small black dog running around in the middle of the night when you get up, get up to take a leak.
So now, do you have to get up first thing in the morning and go take them for a walk, like 5 a.m.?
No, I'm going to walk when I get home. I'm still used to... No, because they'll go out in the patio.
Okay.
They got the patio to go to.
There's a little pad out there for them to whiz in?
It's stone. And I'm actually going to see if there's like a grass patch thing that you can buy to keep out there. But yeah.
And then what do you do when that just gets chock full of piss?
Spray it down. Just disinfect the.
Okay. I'm just curious. I'm not trying to rain on your parade.
No,
I have questions.
No, I got a hose out there. Just spray down the patio. Get the they've got like stone cleaner stuff. I've already bought it.
Nice.
Get a brush. Get a
nice
thing.
You're gonna spend 20% of your income on these two.
We already had a dog. I'm used to it. Yeah, I knew that going in.
But that's fantastic. So they're beautiful little dogs.
Owen wakes up this morning. He likes to sleep on our floor in our bedroom sometimes, and we've made a deal that he can sleep in our room on the weekends, but during school nights he's got to sleep in his bed. And so last night he was all excited, and I said, I bet you, Owen, I don't want these dogs in our bed because they're little heater bombs.
Right.
And I'm like, I'll bet you if you sleep on the floor, Owen, that those dogs will snuggle with you all night long. And he's like, really? And he's like, yeah. So sure enough, the two dogs, we lined up a bunch of pillows to make him a bed, and Owen slept on the floor, and those dogs one of them slept up by his head on the pillow, and the other one slept like on his feet. He gets up this morning and crawls into bed. He's like, oh, I'm so tired. Finally get some rest. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I didn't sleep. I'm like, I didn't sleep very well last night. I'm like, why didn't you sleep? He's like, well, the dog was up. Those dogs, I stayed up all night petting them. My hand hurts so bad.
Oh, God.
So he like stayed up. He hadn't had a dog for so long. He's just stayed up.
Aww.
He stayed up and did. And I'm like, well, what did you do? And he did like the devil horns symbol on your hand. And he's like, I just did this to their back all night.
Like,
so he is absolutely.
They love him.
Oh, and he just adores them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we made. I was a little nervous on the decision. And then like 20 minutes into it, I was like, this is absolutely the best decision I've ever made. Not the best decision, but at least it's not one of the worst. It's a ton of those.
Top three, Cindy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That was immediately went through my head. I'm like, oh, God, stop talking.
Hey, you know, we've got a phone line. We do. It's 626-657-6428. It's not toll free unless you're in the 626.
Really?
It's not one of the 800 numbers, is what I'm saying. It doesn't cost anything iPhone if it's on your plan. But what?
Are we getting Magic Castle bullshit?
Probably.
All right.
626-657-6428. That's the YAF line. Or, a muck PM hat. Let's see what we've got. Have we not read this one yet? This is from, this is a little while ago. Yeah, let's see about this. Okay. What? Why is this not going through my thingy deal?
The iRig 2.
Is it not plugged in?
Here we go. Hi, this is George from Long Beach.
Yes.
It was nice to hear from Sam Farmer in the last podcast. And Josh, I would have done the trial membership at the local gym rather than taking cold showers. It was also nice to hear my YAF call, and I will try to answer your questions. As to the Magic Castle being larger on the inside than the outside, well, first, if you measure the external volume of the geometric shape that is the Magic Castle,
what's the external volume?
And then you add the volumes of the dining area, the showrooms, performance areas, bars, etc.,
what is external
volume? You will find the internal volume exceeds the external volume.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes, that is impossible. But at the Magic Castle, they do impossible every day with dinner. And twice on weekends, including brunch.
Did and this turn
dinner.
Into a commercial?
Yeah, it did.
As far as the Boston Marathon, unlike every other marathon that runs in a circle, the Boston Marathon runs in a relatively straight line. They start in Hopkinton and run east to Boston, starting on Highway 135, which is Main Street in Hopkinton. And essentially, it is a straight line.
Okay.
Now, after listening to the last podcast and being dissed by Josh, you need to add a new verse to the song. It starts with, when your artificial friends don't like you.
Thank you for that, George.
I still don't understand that at all. Do you? I'm left more confused than ever.
How it's bigger on
what is external volume?
Well,
is that the world outside of the Magic Castle? That's external volume.
The external surface area is, I think, what he meant.
Okay. Well, yeah. He said volume, so.
Well, the volume that's created by the polygon of the external, you know what I'm saying? The shape.
Surface area.
Yeah. Yeah. So that.
Well, but then how does he say? So he's saying there's more square feet on the outside of the castle than the cubic feet of the inside of the castle?
More or less.
That's wrong. That's right. Not true.
Yeah, he's... I'm sure that's not possible.
Yeah, okay. It's another trick from the Magic Castle. Yeah. They just make shit up. You want to hear something fancy? There's more leopards in my bathroom right now than any bathroom. Wow. Wizardry. Make up math. A magician.
Another call?
Go ahead.
Let's see.
Hello, Yaffers. Dave here with our second installment of Our Fabricated Inebriated. In this week's episode, join Andy, Josh, and Sam as they break into a painfully jolly rendition of the Yaff Thing song.
Oh, God.
So everyone grab your 40 or Schlitz malt liquor and sing along. Here we go.
To this podcast, where your artificial friends.
I'll still be right.
Hi, Josh.
I am.
Yes, artificial. Is Sam Farmer back with us? Glad to have you back, Sam.
Starting off in a
great
sour note already.
That's good.
All right, guys. That was the best minute of podcast comedy. Take it easy, and we'll call next week with another one.
All right.
Bye.
Oh,
I love it. What did he call it? Artificial inebriation?
No, it was fabricated inebriated.
Oh, fabricated inebriated.
Yeah.
That I was listening to that, and I'm just picture us like coming out of a bar on a dock with like bubbles coming, you know what I mean? Like a cartoon drunk when bubbles would come out of your mouth and you just like walk around.
This one, it looks like Dave called back. Let's see what this is.
Hi guys, this is Dave again. Hey, you know what? I didn't plan on calling again, but I wanted to bring Larry into the mix. And I searched some of the Yaff files, and I came up with something that I thought was pretty good. In fact, it was so good it pretty much earned a special spot on my liver. Reason being because I pretty much lived the next minute or so. And so what I'm going to do is I want to introduce you guys. This is Andy, Josh, and Larry as they belly up to the bar for last call at the Chanley Downs 19th hole. Here we go.
John Daly's Grip It and Rip It.
Daily. You know what? I thought it was Grip It. No, it's Grip It and Sip It.
Oh, Grip It and Sip It. Yeah. Whatever. I just saw, I'm like, it's not St. John Daly's. I don't care what it is. I'll take four.
Remember when he came on the scene and was hitting a ball 500 yards?
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell?
Playing golf, bare feet, smoking cigarettes.
That's pretty gross.
We're doing songs like sloppy ass drugs.
I think that's flavored with a little John Daly sweat. You can pour that on your windshield to get the bugs off. That is not good, and I'm taking a second sip. Going back in.
Oh.
Puke it.
All right, guys, there you go. Let me tell you, you guys, you're very entertaining, but at half speed, you're hilarious.
Oh.
I've been drunk on endorphins for the past couple of days. Anyway, take it easy. Have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye.
I'm literally crying.
I have this fear
that we're going to get 7,000.
That we actually sound like that. Oh, my God. That's
tastes
just too much.
Like John Daly's sweat.
I remember playing barefoot and smoking cigarettes.
I saw a great clip on, do you remember who Dick Trickle is?
Yeah.
I don't know where it was, I think it was on Facebook, of this clip that had to have been like late 80s, early 90s, where there was, they were doing like, I don't know.
Stock car race?
Yeah, it was in the middle of a stock car race, right? Yeah. NASCAR race. But I don't think it was qualifying, but it was like the practice laps or something, or maybe there was like a wreck and they're, you know, they like slow it down or everything. Well, they had the camera inside the car, right? And there's Dick Trickle sitting there driving, and you see him, and you can hear him, like you can hear the radio talking and everything, and you see him reach over, grab a cigarette, put it in his mouth, light it up, and continue driving in the race while he's got a cigarette going.
No.
Yeah, it's awesome. It was hilarious. And it was on ESPN. It was an ESPN camera, and then he lights up a cigarette, and ESPN's showing it, and then they like quickly cut to the crowd. So some point in time in the race, he was driving a car filled with like high gauge rocket fuel, smoking a cigarette, driving around a racetrack. That's awesome. I want to party with that guy.
And just because his name is Dick Trickle.
Exactly.
That guy
wears tight jeans. Guaranteed. Wears tight jeans and he wears cowboy boots.
His parents had to know. Mr. and Mrs. Trickle.
When
they named him Richard.
We've had this conversation.
They had to know.
Maybe he was adopted is all I can think. Maybe he was little Richard, and he got adopted by the Trickle family, and they're like, well, we can't name him Stu. So he's like, guess it's Dick Trickle.
Yeah.
Dick Trickle. Love that guy.
I did want to share with you the most important thing that's happened, that's transpired in my life over the last week. Josh.
Tell me. Feed me, Seymour.
I took a cue from Mikey, producer Mikey.
What'd you do?
I bought a set of solar lights, twinkle lights, and wrapped them around the branches of my tangerine tree.
What color are they?
They're white.
Okay.
Just plain
white. That's passable. I don't mind that.
So at night, you walk out there and you see the branches lit up of the tangerine tree. It's glorious. I feel like I'm at the Grove.
Okay, but did you take the ones down in front?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Absolutely.
And they can't be colored. You can't do that and have colors.
No.
It's got to be twinkle.
No, they do have.
Are they blinky?
You can make them blinky.
Did you try?
No.
Why not?
I looked at them blinky.
You know what?
They weren't good blinky.
Here's what you do.
You don't want your tree flashing.
You save that blink for special occasions. 4th of July,
right?
Labor Day, kids are out grilling. You're like, hey, kids, let's turn this into a real party. Walk out of the tree, flick a switch.
The problem is it doesn't come on. It's solar powered, so it doesn't come on until the until it's dark.
They only stay on during the day.
Yeah.
Hey, sweet tree lights at noon.
Cool solar flashlight.
Looks like you got a string of garbage in your tree.
No, they come on after the kids go to bed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Save the blink for when it's special nights to stay up. Light some sparklers. Have a weenie. Like on 4th of July. Because that's the best time to have a weenie.
You have a weenie.
You don't tell me when to have a weenie.
How do people get a hold of you, Josh?
Joshua J. Fligger at gmail.com. Email me.
You sure about that?
Yes. Also hit us up on Facebook. Have we been getting some good Facebook comments lately?
Yeah, and I saw a couple of people had reviewed the podcast.
That's great. That's because does something with the math
somehow.
Yeah, some of that Magic Castle math.
Yeah,
that puts us up.
It makes this podcast bigger on the outside than it is on the inside.
The external volume of this podcast becomes gigantic.
Do that and share it with somebody that you don't care for.
Or just turn it on and leave the room.
Yeah.
I listened to a podcast the other day about a guy that had it was like a 60 Minutes type podcast where they just come up with the story of the week and they tell a story for an hour. It's called Radio Lab. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of
it. It's really good. But there was one about a guy who had like a peach tree, and he. What'd you say?
Put lights in it?
No. He had this awesome peach tree, and they decided to like live off of only food that they could grow.
Mm-hmm.
So he had this peach tree going, and he was like looking forward to it all year because it was like the one time that he could make like a bunch of like peach preserves and peach pie and stuff like that.
Sure.
And I guess the peaches came out amazing. And the next morning he woke up, and there was like all these peaches from the lower branches that were all just like half eaten and just smashed on the ground and like one bite taken out and dropped, and apparently like a bear had found the tree and was and would come up. So what he did is he went
kill the bear.
No, he went and got an old iPod and ran a power line out to it with some speakers. And because it's so far away from the house, he put it on like a loop of some podcast and pressed like repeat. So it plays this podcast on a loop like 24/7, and it scares the shit out of the bears.
I wish it was this podcast.
Because it's humans talking, and they're all freaked out. But it's like some podcast that gets like 10,000 listens.
That's great.
Exactly. And he just has it on a loop and just keeps playing over and over and over again.
That must explain why we have a couple thousand listens. Actually,
and it's like a tech podcast where they talk about like gigabytes and shit like that. It's just
love it.
It's a great idea, huh?
Yeah. Hey. We need to have people listen to us in Bear Country.
Let's put this podcast on around your nectarine tree with the lights on. And we'll turn it blinky to keep all the bears
keep
away.
Keep the possums away
keep
from
those
it.
NoHo bears out of there. Did you know our dogs are also bear dogs?
No. How are they bear dogs?
I haven't seen a bear yet.
Nice.
Cue.
When? Oh, wait.
How do people get a hold of you, Andy?
Thanks. I like how you brushed past that. Asshole.
I'm like, I give out my info and the show.
On Facebook, DJ Andy Chanley. Mm-hmm. On Twitter, at Andy_Chanley. And on Instagram, at Andy Chanley.
And you can also listen to you where?
I'm on 88.5 FM.
Monday through Friday.
And if you can't listen here in Southern California, then you can listen around the world at 88.5fm.org.
And if you don't believe them, go ahead and give me some jock talk.
Everybody, play the stacks of wax, platters, batter, pump of the wattage to your cottage. If you're in your car, we appreciate the ride.
When the people that you know don't like you and you treasure friendships and into this podcast where your artificial friends.
Those crickets are fucking gross.
What was the one thing you say about up the street, blasting the watts down the street and all the way up yours or something like that?
The East Coast to the West Coast, down some streets and up yours.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh,
I have another cricket.